We head to Guildford, where some proposals for a road safety scheme on a busy road has been axed due to concerns over its design. The three-phase project for the A3100 London Road aims to prioritise pedestrians and cyclists and their safety. This is how we reported it in the past.
There's no doubt that the scheme as it was planned would lead to traffic chaos for the whole of Guildford and severe disruption to people's lives, people's education and people's businesses for everyone in Burpham.
It's not a good idea for the businesses, people that live around here. It's not. It's going to cause disruption, I think, chaos. So I know things have got to be done, I get that, but I think it's the wrong time to do it.
How concerned are you about the effect this might have on your livelihood, on people getting here and getting to appointments?
Well, yeah, they're saying that people can still enter the parade, but I don't see how that's going to... If they can enter, but how can we get out? Because they're closing northbound, aren't they? So, I don't know. It is very concerning.
What do you make of this road? Because, I mean, you live here. How much disruption is this going to cause?
Oh, massive, because Aldi is already causing a lot of disruption because it creates a whole line of traffic that wasn't there before.
I think it's a terrible idea. I'm a local businessman as well. I use the road probably 8 or 9 times a day. I would imagine it'll add an hour to my journey every day. That in turn is going to cost me money business wise. I worked out it probably cost me £50 a day without fuel, £250 a week. It's £1,000 a month. That's going to cost me just be through delays and waiting.
Well, in a moment, we'll speak to the leader of Surrey County Council. First off, our reporter Adrian Harms is out in Guildford for us this morning. Harmsy, where are you?
Yeah, morning, James. I'm standing by the A3100. Now, this is the busy road that leads off of the slip road on the A3. If you're coming southbound, it goes through the village of Burpham onwards towards Stoke Park. For those of you still wondering where it is, there's the Aldi supermarket here. There are Sainsbury's here as well. So this is a very busy stretch of road and a big school as well, a big secondary school just up the road from here with a lot of pupils attending there as well, James.
Right, so we've heard the feeling from when the original plans were announced. What have people told you now the plan has been dropped?
Yes, I mean, we spoke to those people just over a year ago, James, who were very annoyed about this proposed scheme. So I came down here yesterday and I've caught up with a couple of people who are local people here, and this is their view when they heard that the current scheme is going to be scrapped.
I think this idea of consultation is... a lot of the time they don't do it, and then when they do it, they don't do it properly. And we've seen this over other things, like when they've closed respite centres for disabled children, and they've said, well, we consulted. Like, well, what did you do to consult? And the nature of the consultation has been very closed questions, which lead people down a certain pathway. And it's misleading, and it's not really encapsulating what the true feeling is.
People talk about green issues. People are being encouraged to cycle, to walk. Does this, on the other side of the argument, is that not a bad thing that's not going to happen?
I think encouraging people to cycle and walk to work is good, but I don't believe that what they were proposing will do that. And I think far better is invest in public transport. Get the buses running. You know, our daughter took the bus for a year from here into town. Very low reliability, very expensive, prohibitive. So the second she's able to drive and take the car, that's what she will do. And that's not what we support. We'd far rather the idea that you could get the bus and that it's cheap, it's affordable and it's reliable.
Well, we can hear, Adrian, how busy that road is just from the cars going back in the background there.
It's really busy, James, not just with cars, but with lorries as well, coaches. It's just a busy road. People going down towards the A3. It's a very busy section of road. Let's speak, James, to George Potter, who is the County and Borough Councillor for Burpham. George, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
We heard those views of people there. I remember when this happened, George, the signs kind of went up overnight that this was going to happen. And that's what seemed to really annoy people in Burpham. Nobody knew this was going to happen until the signs went up.
Yeah, no, it's a complete fiasco. The County Council didn't consult properly. They didn't talk to anybody. They just announced, we're going to do it and we're going to close the road for 5 months. And the problem with that was that while they've now changed that, I think that stirred up an awful lot of opposition to the scheme. And now, even though 50% of people are in favour of it, even though they've completely redesigned it, even though they've said they're not going to close the road at all, they still decided to scrap it because of the opposition kicked up in the first time round because of the way they mishandled it.
We're going to hear from Tim Oliver in a moment. Why didn't the County Council consult on this in the first place?
I have no clue. Honestly, I mean, as county councillor, I said, you know, you need to speak to people, you need to get their buy-in, to get them to support the scheme. You know, do exhibitions, show people your designs, don't just spring a 5-month closure on people with 6 weeks notice. And they said, oh, we don't normally consult for these sorts of things. In fact, we wouldn't do that normally. And of course, because it's just roadworks. Well, it's not just roadworks, it's closing a road for 5 months. And it's a shame, because what they've come up with now is a really good design. It would have made massive improvements to pedestrian safety around Burtham, massive improvements to cycling safety. And there's about 30% of people who, in this survey, said they're against it. And it seems that their voices are being allowed to drown out the 50% who are in favour. And I understand people's concerns, but ultimately, most of the opposition comes from people who won't benefit from the scheme in the first place. It's the people who don't cycle who are saying, oh, this wouldn't even help cyclists anyway.
Yeah, and important to stress that point, George, because nearly 1,000 people responded to this survey. And I think your point is that despite that initial annoyance because of the lack of consultation, actually, a lot of people were in favour of this scheme or cycle lanes. And you can hear how busy the road is here this morning.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, they've done a good job of changing the design. They've widened the rips for vehicles and all the rest of it. So, you know, they've fixed a lot of problems. I'm not saying it was perfect, because people were still raising some practical concerns with the design, which is, you know, what consultation is for. But it just feels, you know, the section down into town past Stoke Park, they've cancelled that completely. The Burtham section, they're saying, well, they're going to review it again and then make another decision, which I hope is not just code for kicking it into the long grass. But, you know, but they did listen. People did make comments, so it's really disappointing. But now, after a year's worth of consultation and changing the design, we now just appear to be left with nothing at all. And the safety issues on the road here in Burtham are going to stay exactly the same, and nothing's going to get better unless they do something. And the thing is, you're never going to have unanimous consent, but I'd have hoped that 50% to 30% should have been enough.
George Potter, who's the County and Borough Councillor for Burtham, thank you this morning, James. As you can hear, really busy here this morning in Burtham. It's a busy stretch of road, and a lot of discontent, it has to be said, here in Burtham.
All right, Holmesy, thank you. Let's bring in the leader of Surrey County Council, Tim Oliver. Morning, Tim.
Morning, James.
I suppose you've got to explain why you're scrapping part of the scheme and reviewing another phase.
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, let me make the point that the County Council, and I think all of us, are committed to active travel improvements. We want to see safer routes for people to walk to school, to cycle, and so on. And actually, as many of your listeners will know, the hierarchy within the Highway Code now is that pedestrians take precedence, then cyclists, and then cars. So this has been a year-long consultation. I would dispute what George Potter has said in terms of not having consulted on this scheme before last year. That's simply not true. But the point of the consultation and the case of the County Council, that was independently run